greatly. Blessings, all of you, and praying for these. Yeah. Turn with us tonight to the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, and also the book of Luke, chapter 4. I'm not trying to preach to you real long tonight, but we do want to obey the Lord here.
Yeah.
Amen. He's still in the house. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God, he's still in the house. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. If you're able tonight, stand for the reading of the Word of God. Amen. We're looking at Isaiah 53, then we'll be turning to the book of Luke chapter 4. We'll not keep you standing long here. Isaiah 53 and verse 5, the Bible says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Amen. Glory to God. I wouldn't be surprised if he got healed here tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus is speaking here. Says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach," amen, "the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord."
Praise God.
Notice there in the last stanza of the of verse 18, says, "To set at liberty to them that are bruised."
Yeah.
I'm going to preach about bruises tonight. Pray for us tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray you strengthen, Lord, this voice. God, most of all, anoint me, Lord, to be able to preach with your heavenly hearts. God, I pray, Lord, that you will move in this congregation, Lord. You're already here, Lord. Deal with hearts and minds, Lord. I pray that you would meet us again in these altars here tonight, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would move in a mighty, mighty way, Lord. Minister to each and every one, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, the church said,
amen.
Amen. You may be seated here. Amen. I want to preach about bruises tonight. Amen. When I think about bruises, Brother Scotty, you're a produce man. Amen. Fruit a lot of times gets bruised, doesn't it? Amen. A bruise comes first. Then rot sets in, and bad, I guess you could call it, amen, in an apple or a melon, amen, and eventually it ruins that piece of fruit, amen. What causes a bruise? Amen, mishandling. Take an apple and drop it, amen. Amen. Just handle a melon real rough and just throw it in there, amen.
Yeah.
Well, glory to God, mishandling a bump. Amen. A squeeze too hard. Anybody ever, maybe some of you sisters, somebody squeezed your arm and then all of a sudden you got a bruise from it because, amen, you bruised easily, amen, in your arm, amen. The bruise comes, amen, and then it invites decay if it's a piece of fruit, and amen. People have had all kinds of bruises in life.
Yeah.
You know what's really sad? Is when someone gets bruised right in the house of God.
Yeah.
You ever been there? Amen. That you something happened in the church. Amen. I'm not saying necessarily here. I'm just saying somewhere you've been to church. Hallelujah. I mean, when I was in Norfolk, Virginia, one time we was having a church was wide open that night. I mean, they were in the altars like what was happening here. People were getting help. And we were in a rough part of the neighborhood down there. Brother Scotty knows where it's at. Somebody popped in the back door. I wasn't a preacher at the time. I was a soul leader, and I was helping with the singing, amen, and I knew that character didn't look, he looked pretty rough, and amen, so I slipped off the platform, amen, and on this side, just like your church, there's the bathrooms, and just a smaller foyer, though, amen, with a smaller set of doors that led into the sanctuary, and I saw when he come in, he shot over to the women's restroom. Amen. So I went right down through there, and Pastor Reed was praying with folks and things. And I got back there. By the time I got back there, I didn't know it. He walked across over to the men's restroom, thank the Lord. Amen. And he was in there. So I just waited there, and he come out, and he said, I said, how you doing? He said, I hope you don't mind. He said, I had to go to the bathroom so bad. He said, I just dropped in here and thought I could go to the restroom. I said, that's fine, buddy. I said, I just come back here to see how he's doing. I said, you ought to come on in here and church with us.
Yeah.
And he looked in, and he said, y'all wide open, aren't you? I said, yeah, we're pretty much wide open. Yeah. Amen. I said, God's helping some folks around here. Yeah. Amen. And I said, you ought to come on in. You might like what you get a hold of in here. Amen. He said, well, he said, I tried church one time. I believe he was being honest with me. Amen. He was a man about 45 years old, probably. Amen. He said, I tried church one time. I was going with my wife. He said, but the preacher ended up having an affair and ran off with my wife. And he didn't crack a smile or nothing. I believe he was telling me the truth. I didn't discern that he was lying to me or anything. Amen. He said, I'll be honest with you. I ain't had much for church ever since. And I haven't been back. Hallelujah. You know, you can get bruised right in the house of God. Hallelujah. Somebody mishandled you. Somebody said a word out of character. Amen. Sometimes we get bruised just by what we thought happened or what we thought somebody did or thought something happened or done. Amen. Glory to God. You know, it didn't feel good. Amen. When you got bruised. Amen. Glory to God. If you've ever been there. Amen. You know it don't feel good to be bruised, but there's been a lot of people have backslid over the point when they got bruised, amen.
Yeah.
They left the faith, they backslid on God, amen, because they could not get over the bruise. The bruise did to them what it does to an apple.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Yeah. I'm preaching about bruises tonight. You walk into a courtroom. I was in the courtroom down there different times in Norfolk, Virginia, and you've seen all kinds of characters in there. Hallelujah. You will see person after person, though, that has been bruised.
Yeah.
Many times women that have been abused by men or children that have been abused, amen. Somebody mishandled them. Somebody didn't do something right. Somebody inflicted some type of pain, amen. Glory to God, I think of children who have been taken away from their parents. Amen. Those children are bruised, amen. Right, wrong, or indifferent, they still are bruised. Glory to God, maybe the parents are druggies. Or maybe they didn't treat the children right. Amen. But yet, the children end up with the most of the bruises.
Yes, right.
Hallelujah. They're
yeah.
hurt. Bruises. Have you ever been hurt in life? Inside or outside of church? Amen. Usually you're bruised by somebody that's close to you. It may have been your wife or your husband. It may have been your child. Or your mom or your dad. It may have been your cousin or your best friend. Glory to God. It's not too. I mean, sometimes you can get hurt by a stranger, but it's more often than not we get bruised by somebody that we love and that should have been loving us. Amen. Glory to God. How often or how many times can you think of, amen, that you've been bruised?
Yeah.
A lot of people react differently when they're bruised. I know it's a little different tonight. Glory to God. But many people, they retaliate when they get bruised. Amen. I'll give them what they gave me. I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. Amen. I'll teach them to run me down the road. Glory to God. I'll blast them. Amen. On a social media platform. Glory to God. I'll do this and I'll do that. I'll fight back. Amen. When I'm bruised. Amen. Many people, they retaliate and fight back.
Yes.
Other people go into their shell.
Right.
I call it the turtle syndrome. Hey man, you ever been around snapping turtle or we call them tarpons down home, hey man. Those little old eastern box turtles, I think is their technical term, maybe. Hey man, but you touch them and they pull right back up in that shell. They protect all your seeds, their nose sticking out or something. Sometimes they just clam up, you can't see anything, but just you got to take a screwdriver or something if you're going to open them up to see them. Hey man, because they're in their shell. And many times that happens to individuals. When they get hurt, they pull back and they go in that shell. And many people that have been bruised in their life, amen, they live in that shell. They don't trust anybody anymore. They don't trust the people of God anymore. Amen. They get to the point they say, I'm not going to let anybody hurt me again. Glory to God. They won't let anybody get close to them. They won't give an arm of fellowship to anybody. They just get out so far. And retract.
Yeah.
Somebody tries to get close to him, you pull right back, Brother Tommy. Right. Hallelujah. I'll never be bruised again by them. Other folks harbor bruises in their heart.
Yes.
Amen. I'm preaching about bruises tonight. They get bitter. I've seen people get bitter right in the house of God. They still come to church, Brother Jason.
Yeah.
Nobody knew it. They may have known that they got hurt. Amen. They may have even acted like they got over it. But they pulled it back in a secret part of their heart. And if you get in there and dig around that issue just a little bit, amen, they'll clam up or they'll fight back. Amen. Why? Because they're bitter over the situation. Amen. I'm here to tell you tonight, the Bible lets us know that bitterness will cause you to go to hell. Amen. A root of bitterness will destroy you. Amen. A root of bitterness can destroy the very elect of God. Amen. Those that have been powerful preachers. Amen. There have been some that have been destroyed by bitterness. There's been people that have been the pillars of the church. Amen. The deacon of the church. The leadership. Amen. They got bruised.
God bless him, Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
God, I'm going to quote on
this. Have your way, Lord.
Amen.
Come on,
bitterness.
Yeah.
Gets rooted and destroys him. Oh, David knew what it was to be bruised, didn't he? Yeah. We read so much about David. There's so many great things, so many lessons. He was one of the greatest men in the Bible, no doubt. He had his faults and his failures, just like all humans do. But old David knew what it was to be bruised, to be undermined by his very own son, Absalom. That rebelled against him.
Right.
He did not want to kill Absalom. It was his flesh and blood. It was his son, but his son wanted the kingdom. Amen. And David would withdraw, would not put his hand against him. He did not want the people to put their hand against him. Hallelujah. He was undermined by him right at the very lowest time of David's popularity. David is weary. Amen. Glory to God. And all of that's happening. Remember when old Shimei mocked David?
Yeah.
Threw rocks at him.
Right.
You ever had anybody throw rocks at you? No. Glory to God. I believe it was Brother Mike told me one time when he was Marines. Amen. I believe it was him. Amen. Said them they got to over there one of them other places. Amen. And had monkeys. Said some of them guys throw rocks at them monkeys, and them monkeys burnt them up because they knew how to throw those rocks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. But Shimei, amen, threw rocks at him. Amen. He said, come out, thou bloody man, O thou man of Belial. The Lord hath returned upon me all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned, and the Lord hath delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom thy son. And behold, thou art taken in mischief because thou art a bloody man.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty hard to take if you're the king.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I mean, Abishai, the great warrior, he's gonna take his head off. He had the sword out, he's ready to do it, but David said, don't touch him.
Right.
Maybe the Lord will look at me, amen. Right. Basically, he was saying maybe he'll have some compassion on me and sympathy, amen. Glory to God, amen. The belittling and lying accusations were far worse than the stones that day.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Preaching somebody here tonight.
Come on.
Hey, man, you ever hear that old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me? We used to say that as a kid, right?
Not true.
That's probably the biggest lie that was ever told. Amen. I'd rather somebody come up and punch me real hard in the arm or the shoulder than to lie and run me down the road and talk about me. Amen, wouldn't you? Hallelujah. Yeah. Somebody who began to tell lies upon you that were not true.
Yeah.
And tell, amen, things upon you that you knew were not true. Amen. And you just wish you could put a stop to it, and you can't put a stop to it. Amen. You could put up this fire, and this fire over here jumps up because people's words can hurt you. That day is that old shimmy guy was a yelling at David. Amen. I believe those rocks, if they hit him, amen. And Lord of God, I believe he just flung him off. But those words that he was saying about his son that rising up against him, I believe it pounded on David's mind. I believe it pounded on David's heart.
Yes, sure.
What could I have done different? Hallelujah. Lord of God, you may have been run down before. Talked about, most people have at one time or another. Hallelujah. No matter how good a person you are, amen, the devil will make sure to find somebody that'll be against you. Hallelujah. Glory to God, bruises. I'm talking about bruises tonight. Joseph knew what it was to be bruised. I mean, think about that. I mean, I realize this was the whole orchestration of God. He gave him the dream. Why did he give him the dreams? Amen. He gave him the dream so when he got there to the place that he was, that he wouldn't punish his brothers and have retaliation. Amen. Had he not knew the dream was from the Lord and all this was from the Lord, amen, he'd have probably hung them every one, amen, for what they did to him. Because really, you put your place, you put yourself in the middle of where Joseph was. Amen. His brothers, and they were going to leave him for dead, Brother Dan. They were going to leave him there in that old pit, amen. They were hoping, amen, that he would die. They hated him. They literally hated him because he was daddy's favorite, amen. And he had these dreams that the Lord had given him. And all I tell you, they hated him even more.
Yes, Lord, amen.
Right.
And then they sold him. Can you imagine that your own flesh and blood would sell you to another nation to be a slave? Glory to God. And then Joseph gets down there and God gives him favor. Amen. And there he is in Potiphar's house and things are, I mean, he's made in charge of the house. I mean, he's finally living a decent life. And all of a sudden Potiphar's wife gets in, amen, is trying to seduce him. Amen. And he was a just man. He didn't want any part of that. He said, my master's giving me charge of this house. The only thing's withheld from me is you. And I'm not going to sin against him. I'm not going to sin against God. And she didn't like it. And she lied on him.
Right.
Went to jail. Prison.
Right.
In the dungeon.
Yes.
All those years. An innocent man.
Right.
He was innocent with his brothers.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. Brother Tommy Roman, it wasn't just 6 months or something. Amen. I mean, he was down in there, 14 years it was. Hallelujah. And here he is, and even when the baker, amen, hallelujah, amen, and the butler came and he interpreted the dreams by the help of God, he said, remember me, amen, but they forgot all about him.
Yeah.
Bruised.
Jesus.
Glory to God. He knew what it was to be bruised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mentioned children knowing what it is to be bruised. I worked in a Norfolk Walmart many years there, and it was a very high crime area and high shoplifting area. And I couldn't tell you the countless times that our security would catch children, amen, that were stealing. And the bad part, I remember one set of three boys. I'll never forget that. They were just young boys. They weren't over 9 or 10 years old at the oldest, amen. And when they got a hold of them, they called the police. The police want you to call the parents, you know, and these boys, they were 5.5 miles from home on one of the busiest areas in all of Tidewater down there. Amen. And they had made their way all the way down there about 5 miles from home in a Walmart right at dark. Amen. And here he is, amen, trying to get a hold of them. Somebody's parents. And this one boy, amen, he said, you can maybe call my aunt. My mom ain't around. And they called his aunt. And I'll never forget when we talked to her on the phone. She said, you can can do with him whatever you want to do with him. He's a rotten scoundrel, amen. He said, I'm not coming to get him. You can do whatever you want to do with him. Wow. I thought bruises.
Yeah.
Bruises.
Oh, God.
Bruises. The police wouldn't even come and pick them up. Amen. If you let them go, you was liable if something happened to them because they were children. Amen. Finally, one of the other boys, amen, one of the other boys' mom signed for them and took them all out of there.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Children get bruised.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. A mother, there's a story about some children. Amen. And they had wrote a letter and said, our mother drinks. I don't mean just at a party. This girl was probably 13, 14 years old many years ago. But during the afternoon by herself, sometimes she joins in with the neighbors. When we get home from school, she's drunk. No housework's done, no supper. If the housework gets done, we do it. Amen. I try to go to the market and beg for credit so I can have something on the table when Daddy gets home. Please help us. Please help us.
Yeah.
Bruised. I'm talking about bruises tonight. Amen. Those children's lives were bruised. Amen. Jesus came to set at liberty them that are bruised.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen. He said he came at liberty. Amen. To set them at liberty, them that are bruised. To set at liberty them that are bruised, glory to God. Amen. A bruised apple never recovers, does it, Brother Scotty? You leave it in there, it'll end up spoiling other stuff. You got to throw it away. Thank God you're not an apple and I'm not an apple. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. There's no hope for an apple, but there is hope in Christ Jesus for the bruises in life that we receive.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. He came to set at liberty them that are bruised. Glory to God. Peter got bruised.
Yeah.
Right.
Remember the night of the betrayal? You know, sometimes we're bruised by other people. Sometimes it's things we have no control over. Sometimes it's family or friend or whoever. But sometimes bruises come by our own doing. Amen. Peter was bruised. This man was also with him. Peter said, woman, I know him not. And the other said, thou art also one of them. Peter said, man, I am not. About an hour went by. Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered what Jesus had told him.
Yes, he did.
Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice.
Right.
I don't know how close Jesus was to him. I feel like he was maybe here to them back doors or so. But he's in custody, and wherever he was, it was enough that they caught eyes and looked at one another. And when the cock crew, Jesus turned and locked eyes on him. Hallelujah. And I want you to know Peter's world crashed. Amen. He ran out of there that night. Amen. He had let the Lord down. You ever let the Lord down in your life living for him? You messed up. You backslid, or maybe you failed and you didn't do what he told you to do. Amen. He ran out and no doubt he thought it was all over. Amen. Bruised and hurt, and he was bruised and hurt by his own doings. Many times we get ourselves in the place that we are at by our own doing.
That's right, right.
Come on, Brother Tom.
Hallelujah.
Right.
You've been bruised by others, but you bruised yourself as well.
Sure.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bruises. He felt condemned. He let Jesus down. But Jesus was there to set him at liberty. Glory to God.
Yeah.
You know, one of the hardest things when you let the Lord down and you failed, you know what the one of the hardest things to do?
Forgive yourself.
Amen. You can accept the fact that the Lord loves you and will forgive you. You can accept the fact that maybe somebody else will forgive you. But the hardest part you've got, sir, is forgiving yourself for all the shortcomings that you've had.
Thank you, Lord.
Man, all of the things that you messed up on, and that you've got bruises. No doubt you didn't maybe deserve the bruises. Yeah, sometimes we get bruises in life we wish we never had. Oh, glory to God. But you know, I tell you what, it'll increase your faith. Amen. It can increase your faith to live for Him greater than you ever have. Glory to God, because the devil wants to destroy you. He wants to take the bruises of life and get you to cast your soul away. Hallelujah. But Jesus has come to set at liberty.
Woo. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
This man that was bruised named Peter, on the day of Pentecost, he stood and preached, and 3,000 got saved. Wonder if he had quit.
Come on.
He was bruised. But count forgiveness.
Amen.
We've all been bruised. Amen. I said we've all been bruised at some point in life. Glory to God. Come towards the piano train. I told you I wouldn't preach long here.
Yeah.
Amen. The woman that was taken in adultery was bruised. Caught in the very act, the Bible tells us. They brought her to Jesus. Those men did. The sentence was she should die. That was the sentence. And actually, the man, had he been present, should have died as well.
Sure.
Hallelujah. That was the sentence. We don't know why. The Bible doesn't say why the man wasn't present. I feel like that it might have been one of their friends.
Yeah.
And once they realized who he was, they let him go.
Right.
I don't know. That's just my own commentary. But the Bible says that they brought her. She's caught in the very act. Amen. But Jesus set her at liberty.
Right.
He said, he that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And he kneeled down and he wrote on the ground. I don't know what he wrote, Brother Jason. Glory to God, but I felt like he wrote out people's names. Amen. He might have wrote their name and then he wrote their sin. He might have wrote their name and wrote the woman they were involved with. Amen. He might have wrote their name and wrote that they were a thief. Glory to God. I don't know what he wrote. The Bible said they went out one by one. And he looked at her. Where's your accusers at?
Where are they at?
Where are they at? She said, I have none. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Don't be in that sin, Master. He's come to set at liberty them that are bruised.
Great.
Jesus lifts the condemnation. I said, Jesus lifts the condemnation.
Yes.
How does he do it? Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God. He sets at liberty them that are bruised. Glory to God. He can set you at liberty tonight if you're bruised. Amen. If you're harboring feelings, if you're harboring hurt.
Glory to God.
He can set you at liberty.
Yes.
Isaiah said he was bruised for our iniquities. The Son of God was bruised.
Yeah. Yes, he was.
I believe he's bruised like no man ever was bruised.
Amen.
Carried the whole weight of the world on his shoulders. Everybody denied him. Even his own disciples. Glory to God. We give Peter a hard time, but the rest weren't even there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I mean, they were in the distance and off. Amen. Peter did come in by the fire. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. They bruised him, lied about him, talked about him, physically attacked him, spit in his face, betrayed by everyone, sentenced to death with thieves. Jesus was bruised like no man ever been bruised.
Amen.
And I'm going to ask you tonight, are you bruised?
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Oh, God.
I prayed. prayed and prayed today. Hallelujah. I get up a while, say, well, I'm going to take care of Father all a little bit, come back in and pray. I've wrestled all day long. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And right here's where we're at. Hallelujah. You're not hanging from the chandeliers, and I didn't expect you to be. Glory to God. But I've come to preach to somebody that's bruised tonight. Your mama may have bruised you. Your daddy may have bruised you. Amen. It may have been your brother, your sister. It may have been your best friend. It may have been your husband when he left you. It may have been your wife. It may have been your child when she rebelled or he rebelled. It may have been disappointment. It may have been when you lost your job. It may have been this or that. It may have been that lies were told on you. It may have been that people believe that you did something you know you didn't do. Glory to God, it may be tonight that you're bruised because, amen, you bruised yourself and you won't forgive yourself, amen. Glory to God, Jesus wants to forgive you, but you just say, I just can't do it.
Hallelujah.
You don't trust yourself.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Tommy Romans, preachers get bruised. You're a preacher. You ever been bruised? Preachers' wives get bruised. Oh, a lot of times people think, you know, they're the preacher, they don't get bruised. Amen, Brother Scotty. You're a man of God. You're probably the, amen, the eldest amongst us as a preacher brother here tonight. You ever been bruised? Hallelujah. Sometimes you're bruised right by the saints of God. Amen. I've been there when I got bruised by my own people that I was shepherding. Amen. I feel like they were throwing them rocks. Amen. Amen. And what was worse than that, I felt like they was having me at the dinner table. Glory to God, and running me down in front of their kids that I was schooling or something. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, amen, you can get bruised.
Come on. Man. Come on. Tell it.
No matter if you're the pillar of the church, you're the preacher, the pastor, the pastor's wife, amen, a brother and sister, or you're the newest person here, or you're a rank sinner. Yeah. Bruises are real.
Yes, they are.
You roll up my arms, you're probably not going to find any bruises. Might not find no physical bruises on you. If we can open up your heart and see when you've cried yourself to sleep. And when you've wrestled. And the devil has beat you mentally, saying that you're worthless. Amen. You might as well cast yourself away. You know what? When people get bruised like that, Sister Michelle, amen, there's been some that have taken their own very life. People right in that claim to be Christians, amen,
sure.
Because the devil will say, why don't you just do away with it? And they get a spirit of suicide on them. Amen. Glory to God, I've known some very people, amen, that have committed suicide. Amen. I've been right there, amen, amongst a friend of mine that I went to school with, amen, committed suicide after we got out of school. I was a senior in college and he was coming back from the army and he hung himself right there at the Eastern Kentucky University in a dorm room. They preached him into heaven at the Baptist church. I don't have to ask, I know. There's people here that are bruised or have been bruised. Amen.
Come on.
I know that the Lord has dealt with me about this. Amen. Because there's people, there's somebody here tonight that needs help. Amen. The bruises that are in your life. Amen. Nobody in this place may know what they are or how they came. Amen. Or who did it. Amen. And it really don't matter if they ever know. Glory to God. All that matters is that He's come to set at liberty that are bruised. I don't have to know what the bruises are. I don't have to know who the bruiser is. Glory to God, I don't have to know that if you did it or they did it. But God knows He's known all along.
Hey,
lift your hands and praise
Him.
In a praying church right here. You might be what they would consider the most stable Christian in this church. And you might be bruised. You might be a newcomer and you're bruised. You may be a backslider and you've been bruised and you can't get over it. I'll tell you what, the Lord has come to set at liberty them that are bruised.
Right.
I said he come to set at liberty them that are bruised. He's come to put the salve on. He's come to put the healing on. Glory to God, these old human bodies are something else. Amen. You know about the human body. Amen. If God revives himself, God made us in a way that a physical bruise will eventually go away.
Amen.
Had a pastor tell me maybe a year ago, less than a year, he said, one time I got bruised. He said, I had an accident, I forget what it was. He said, my ribs were severely bruised. He said, I didn't go to the hospital when the accident happened. Next day, he said, I could hardly move. He said, I ended up going to the hospital, figured I broke several ribs. They x-rayed me, he said. And that old pastor that's about my age, a little older than me, actually, probably about, hey man, 5 or 10 years older than me. Hey man, he said, you know, Brother Tony, they told me, they said, you're severely bruised. They said, you'd have been better off if you'd have broke bones. Because the bruises that you have are so severe that they hurt worse than the broken bones. Oh, glory to God, you may be so severely bruised, you don't know how in the world that you'll ever get over it. Amen. But he, amen, is a miracle worker.
He
is a savior.
Yes.
He is the one that can set at liberty them that are bruised. And oh, glory to God, he's laid it on this old preacher's heart tonight to come to preach to you about bruises. You've got bruises in your life that have come from somewhere, and the Lord wants to set you at liberty.
Praise God.
Yes.
You may be a young person. Did you know young people get bruised?
Sure.
Right in the midst of a youth group. Right in the midst of friends. See, one girl was the pastor's daughter one time, got bruised because the rest of some of the other girls in the youth group, hey man, around here, hey man, hallelujah. They wouldn't include her in anything.
Yeah.
And the reason they didn't want to include her is because they afraid that she'd go tell her daddy, his pastor, what all they do. But she didn't have no friends. They wouldn't include her. And she had some bruises.
Yeah.
Because of neglect. And because of the lack of friendship and character amongst people. You know, these young folks can get bruised as young as they are.
Sure.
Hallelujah. You know, sometimes if we're not careful, hey, amen, we can actually bruise our own children. I'm not talking about physical abuse. I'm talking about mishandling them and misinstructing them in the ways of God. Amen. A lot of times our actions speak so much louder than our words. We talk about how important it is to be God's man or God's woman and support. Amen. And then, amen, when the chips are down, amen, and everything's going, amen, we'll lay out a church for something that's not important. And they're scratching their head. I thought church was important.
Right, brother.
And you're living before them, it ain't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes they get bruised right in our hands. Sometimes our actions, we don't do it intentionally. Sometimes, Mom and Dad, we got to say we're sorry.
Right.
How about I tell my children before I'm sorry? I made the wrong decision. Or I said that too angrily. Amen. I said that too sharp. Maybe it's a better word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because, amen, you had to make sure that the bruise wasn't there. Glory to God. I believe in corrected children. You can ask my children that if you don't believe me. Hallelujah. Glory to God, but they're both grown now. One of them's still home, but she's 19 years old. Hallelujah. Glory to God, but children can get bruised. They can get bruised in the home. They can get bruised by other adults in the church. They can get bruised by other, amen, children in the youth group. Glory to God, they can get bruised.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Bruised. Are you bruised tonight? Where you at, Brother Tony? I know exactly where I'm at. I told him, glory to God. He's come to set at liberty them that are bruised. Amen. I've seen young preachers get bruised and fall out of the ministry. You've seen it, Brother Scotty. You've seen it, Brother Mike. You've seen it, Brother Jason. I've seen, amen, people get bruised. Amen. Quit church. I've seen deacons quit. I've seen people that was in the church all their life and then quit, amen, because they got bruised by a situation. Glory to God. Jesus came to set at liberty them that are bruised. I don't know what your bruise is. Hallelujah. I've been longer than I thought I would. Glory to God. But I want you to know, amen, you can jerk back into the turtle shell all you want to, but it's never going to get any better. Hallelujah. Until you give it to the Lord. Amen. You can fight back and you can mouth off and you can spout off and, amen, fight them back, amen, and you're not going to get anywhere, amen. Glory to God. You might make a situation worse than what it was. Amen. You may, amen, decide that I'm just going to say do nothing. But you've got to get to Jesus. Glory to God. I said, you got to get to Jesus. He's the only one that can heal up the bruises. He's the only one that can set at liberty them that are bruised.
Yes, yes.
You bow your head with us.
Hallelujah.
Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. God, would you help us? Lord, I know without a shadow of a doubt, Lord, there are people in this church here tonight, in your church, God. Hallelujah. Some of them are saved, Lord, and they have been bruised. They've not lost out, God, but they're bruised, amen. They've been hurt by this or that or whatever, amen. It may be their self, it may be their family, it may be something, amen. I don't know what it is, God, but they're hurt, they're bruised, amen, and they need healing. Lord, maybe one here, Lord, that's not saved, far away from you. They're bruised. They're bruised in their body and in their mind. They won't forgive themselves. And because of that, Lord, they won't give it all to you. Lord, I pray, Lord, that they would come tonight and lay it at an altar and give it to you. My heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Is that you, ma'am? Is that you, sir? Hey, ma'am, whether you're saved or whether you're lost, you might even be a preacher. I don't really know. Hallelujah. You may be a young person. You may be a preacher's daughter or son. Hey, ma'am, you may be in the youth group. You may be just young and married. Hey, ma'am, you may be middle-aged. Hey, ma'am, you could be anywhere in there that has an understanding. And you've been bruised by something in life. You may have been bruised right in the church, whether it was this one or another one. And you never got over it. You hid it. Mom and Daddy may not even know about it. Lord of God, hallelujah, he's come to set at liberty them that are bruised. Is that you tonight? Well, heads are bowed, not looking around, please. That's reverence, Spirit of God. You said, that's me, preacher. Would you pray for me? Just lift your hand, put it right back down. Amen. I've been bruised. Amen. Some way, some fashion. You may be the oldest person here. You may be, amen, a young person. Hallelujah. Is that you tonight? You've been bruised. You'd say, preacher, when you pray, would you pray for me? Hallelujah. She begins to play here tonight. Glory to God. Holy Ghost, help us. You're here. You're away from God. You're bruised. This is like one of them old tape recorders, Brother Jason. The old tapes that we used to have. We hit play, rewind. We rewind it, we play it again. And that's what you do in your mind. Every time the Lord draws you, you rewind and you remember the bruises. You play through that. And the Lord draws you and you rewind and the devil reminds you of the bruises. And the Lord deals with you and you keep playing over and over again in your mind. He's come here to set you at liberty tonight, sir. He's come to help you tonight. Would you step out of your seat and come to this altar? If you're lost, come. If you're backslid, come. If you're a young person and you're bruised, come. You're here. Hallelujah. And it's more than one. You're thinking it's this one or it's that one. There's more than one that are bruised here tonight. Whether you admit it or not. Yes. Hallelujah. I can put my hands on part of you. Yes. Amen. Glory to God. You're bruised. And the Lord's saying, I will set you at liberty. He's wanting to help you and to deliver you tonight. Will you step out in faith and say, I'm coming and I'm laying this down. I'm letting the Lord heal the bruise. Come right now. Come. Come. Come, sis. You need to come right now. Hallelujah. Come, sir. You need to come right now. Hallelujah. Don't put it off. You may be one of the strongest men or women here, Lord. But you may still have a bruise that you need to get rid of.
Yeah.
Come right now. You're one that would stand at your feet. Glory to God. Pray, church. You're holding back. As long as you hold back, you're not going to get the help you need. He's calling to you. He's took time here tonight. These men of God have already preached to us. The Spirit of God's been down here moving in these altars already. That's right. Come on, sis. Some others that need to pray around here tonight. You're bruised. You can be have hidden those bruises for years. You may come to church and go through the motion. But you're bruised. Would you come? Would you make you an altar? As the church gathers in, will you come with the church and pray? Will you give it to God? Hallelujah. I'm not coming back to get you. The Lord is talking to you. Hallelujah. Unless He changes my mind, amen, and tells me to come, I'm not coming back there to get you. Hallelujah. But He's wanting you to step out and come to Him. I said He's wanting you to step out and come to Him. Many people got bruised, left out of the church, jumped to another church because they're bruised. Some have jumped, quit because they got bruised. But the Lord has come to set at liberty them that are bruised. You're hurting. You've hit the play, rewind play, last night, all of the night. You know you did. You rewinded it and you played it. And you went back sleeping, you rewinded it and you played it. You may have even dreamed about it.
Help me, bless you, Lord, I pray.
Hallelujah. Make up your mind. He's able. The question is, are you willing? He said He's able. The question is, are you willing to put it in His hands and say, Lord, I believe You, God. I believe Your Word. It's not going to be what I made up my mind it's going to be. I'm not going to be like Naaman. Hey, man, try to do it my way. We'll do it Your way, God. I'm giving it all to You. He's come to set at liberty them that are bruised. You're bruised. Hallelujah. I'm praying for you. The church is
grateful for the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. Come while you still got breath. God's being good to you. He's still here.
Just help us.
Glory to God. Come. Thank you, Lord.
Call out to God. Lord, You're the one that can set them free from the time.
I don't know how many that are bruised here. Well, Jason, I don't know how many.
Thank you tonight that You've all.
But there's at least about 500. Whether you admit it or not, you know it's the truth. There's a young person here tonight. You're bruised. You put up so much shell like a turtle, so much armor around you, nobody even knows it probably. But you know it. You know it. You may have never gotten over it. It may have happened 2 years ago or five. Jesus. But still, when anybody digs around that issue, blow your fire up. Because you ain't never got over it. You never prayed it through. He's going to sit at liberty and dip to the roost. Glory to God.
Cause help is on the way. times I feel alone. And I know he sees my failures.
I'm gonna get up.
strain, and you're facing it alone. At least that is what you think. Oh,